Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, B Brothers Publishing. Oscar and Edgar Barreto are two brothers with a passion for writing role-playing games and short novels. They have dozens of stories for sale on their website, but now all their online books are free from December 15th to the 21st of January. If you're still not sure, you can download a 7-page sample. Their stories are dystopian and have fantastic illustrations to go along with them. So what are you waiting for? Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, here's the difference between how trans men think they look versus how they actually do. Did she pencil in that beard the way that a woman draws in her eyebrows? I guess that old habits die hard. That beard looks like it's cosplay makeup. Most end up looking like 13-year-old boys. They end up looking like the guys that women normally made fun of. Here's what they actually look like to me. Moving on, they're doing a female-led Fast and Furious spinoff. The plot will probably be a gang of female drivers having to steal a bunch of cars to replace the ones they crash while trying to parallel park. And it all takes place in the Costco parking lot. Unless they're driving around without their clothes on, this will bomb. I can just see the headlines. This movie's good, but misogyny is the reason no one's watching it. The male fans are the problem. Number 3, Lizzo shows off her impressive weight loss because she's working out and doing healthy living. I wonder what changed. I thought that big was beautiful. Correction, this weight loss is due to working out healthy living as well as Ozempic. Ozempic is the DEI of weight loss. Didn't earn it. But what I want to know is, does this make her fat phobic now that she lost all this weight? I don't agree with Ozempic, but I still think it's better than being morbidly obese. Up next is a story asking why must women be unpaid therapists for men who can't handle their feelings. That's BS though, because men are generally unpaid therapists and emotional tampons for women. This is pure projection, so we can't accuse them of using us for emotional support first. Besides, what man actually confesses and shows vulnerability to a woman? At least what smart man does. This makes her disgusted and she ends up hating him. Either that or she uses it against him in an argument later. Number 5, this woman asked a barber to give her a haircut that says, "I'm offended by everything." He said, "Sure thing," and gave her a mushroom cut like the one I had in grade school. Can women find their own hairstyles instead of stealing them from prepubescent boys in the early 90s and ruining them? Even Mo from the Three Stooges would have been offended by this haircut. In the end, she looks like Lloyd Christmas from Dumb and Dumber. She also kind of looks like an acorn or just a nut. Moving on, Lala believes marriage is no longer a goal, because she says most married people are miserable. Men like myself have been saying this forever. But because women are now saying it, they have to write an article about it even though it's not new news. She says that now, but she'll probably be ready to get married when she gets to Vivica Fox's age. Marriage is about making a good, stable home to bring in the next generation up in. It isn't about your own personal happiness. Number 7, Mike here drew this to illustrate how the voting booth liberated women from being slaves in a voting booth. The irony is that more white women voted for Trump. So does that mean that they have the fantasy to go back to living the lifestyle that looks something like The Handmaid's Tale? They have this crazy fantasy to be oppressed by a rich and powerful man with status and make his babies. This is unintentionally a pro-Trump cartoon. Up next, here's the head of Peanut Squirrel Execution, and she deleted her X account. She looks like some sort of squirrel Nazi. Women love to ruthlessly enforce the rules. That's why they make the best authoritarians, and this proves that Orwell was right. But this woman is also a coward for deleting her account. Why didn't she take accountability for executing a squirrel that brought joy to millions of people? Clearly, it looks like she doesn't have any joy in her own life. Number 9, Kim Kardashian bought this cross necklace for $200,000 that Princess Diana once wore, and has paired it with this provocative outfit. She's trying to profit from another woman's legacy. She's trying to stay relevant, and this is her way of doing it, using her body and putting a cross over her bare skin, which is a kind of taboo. It's just rage bait to try to get people offended by this. But if they just ignore her, she will eventually go away. Looks like she ruined Marilyn's dress as well. Moving on, people with depression score higher in tests of realism. Intelligence is positively correlated with mental illness as well. Once the human mind understands too much about reality, it wants to destroy itself. Too much consciousness without taking any action will make you want to self-delete. The only true cure is to push yourself to achieve greatness using that intelligence. I guess that this proves that ignorance is bliss after all. Number 11, cops raid this terminally ill man's hospital room with only weeks to live, and seizes THC paste and weed vape that he was using to ease his pain, and order him to go to court even though he can't move. When will Americans start pushing back against their governments? Never. Because if they do, then they'll get tased by the popo, and everyone will cheer as they urinate in their electrified pants. Kansas is an ultra-red state, and they think that weed is the devil. Up next, this lonely fool star says it sucks after being told to pay a $210,000 tax bill. I hope they slap her with a hefty fine as well. Women want to normalize sex work, but they don't want to pay tax on it. This also proves that you haven't really been screwed until you've been screwed over by the government. Imagine how traumatized she'd be if she was married and someone took half of everything that she owns. Again, this is an ad for her Lonely Fools page, masquerading as journalism. Number 13, Angel Reese, says that the WNBA salary of $74,000 a year isn't enough to cover her $8,000 a month rent. Maybe she needs to get a real job or get a side hustle. But why does she need $8,000 for rent in the first place? I'm sure that $3 or $4 a month is plenty, but after tax, she's probably not even clearing that much. It's called living within your means, honey. You basketball superstar, you. Financial IQ seems to be low with this one. She probably wants the NBA and men to subsidize her lifestyle. Moving on, after Peanut the Squirrel and Fred the Raccoon were ended by New York State, here's PETA pretending like they didn't even see it happen. Well, I guess we know they're being run by leftists that hate people rescuing animals and turning it into a business, and making them look incompetent. They have no problem with the state killing their competition. Literally. PETA seems to choose which animal lives to care about and which ones not to. Number 15, we have the second entry in this video from The Handmaid's Tale. The question is, why are women using fiction on the war on women when there are actual real examples in real life? Is it because they respect Muslim men, or is it because they're scared of them because of the dress codes they enforce on their women? The Handmaid's Tale is women's fantasy to be forced to be a baby maker for powerful, high-status males. In case you're wondering, The Handmaid's Tale is also written by a Canadian woman, Margaret Atwood. Up next, women think that standing up to masculinity means shaving their heads and taking testosterone. To fight the patriarchy, they will become the patriarchy. Seems legit. What's missing here besides zipper tits and tattoos? Nothing says we hate men like looking like one. Maybe women think that if they look male, it'll activate male own group preference and will welcome them into some imaginary secret boys network. I don't think they realize that men aren't collectivists. Number 17, this article says that men are hopeless, but not to worry, because women will save America. As usual, really. When was the last time they even saved leftovers in the fridge? I don't remember women ever storming the beaches of Normandy or strolling through the jungles of Vietnam. By saving America, they mean implementing the re-education camps and curfews for men to save America from toxic masculinity. But they don't have the agency to effect real change in this world, anywhere on the same level as men can. Moving on, this girl fears being bald after 5 years of testosterone and fears she can't detransition. I hope she ends up looking like Picard with a puss. Looks to me like she transitioned into a beanie-less Tim Pool. Welcome to manhood, my dude. As we can all see, Homelander always feels better after humiliating bald women, especially one that's also 5'2" and has size 6 shoes. Imagine transitioning to look this bad. Number 19, 1 in 3 young adults do not have children, and do not want them either. The other 2 out of 3 will have to have 3 kids in their families to make up the population decline. The time has come for FGTOW, or fathers going their own way. We need to make it happen with surrogacy and artificial wombs. If women refuse to reproduce, then we need to use technological means to do so, and the future will be ours. Up next, this woman says she doesn't feel safe in her own country because of men. The guy asks her what kind of men. We know the type. The type she voted to let in, but she will of course blame the white dude. They can't take accountability for promoting immigration policies that ruin their countries. These same women will try to flee to Eastern Europe and try and do the same thing there as well. If you're in the East, don't let them. Number 21, the paramedic who saved this woman from her ex-boyfriend stabbing her 32 times has married her. Maybe this is I can fix her taken to an extreme. I can just see him taking his shot when they met, and he would have been saying something like, this probably isn't a great time, but would you like to get a coffee sometime, as she's bleeding out? She said yes, but the film Speed has a line that sums it up pretty nicely, and what's going to happen. I have to warn you, I've heard relationships based on intense experiences never work. Plus, that's a lot of scars to look past. Moving on is a story from the Hindustan Times, where an enraged Delhi woman chops her husband's schwing-schwang off, and she probably only got 2 weeks in jail after doing so. If anything, they'll probably put him in jail for supposedly provoking her, because only women in India can be victims, it seems. Many years ago, another Indian woman poured petrol on her husband's wedding tackle and fried them. Number 23, this Marxist says socialism is better than capitalism. Someone then asks him which side did the people run to after the Berlin Wall fell. But that question goes over his head because he appears to have been born well after that wall fell. But today it's the opposite. The West is collapsing and people are fleeing to the former Soviet Union, which still has somewhat good morals and doesn't tolerate rainbow people. It's not that people forget history. It's that the only history they remember is that which they live through. Up next, bullies aren't just kids or teenagers in school anymore, but they're also adults in offices with nice titles who think they have the right to break the spirit of others so they can feel better about their awful lives. Absolutely correct. If you're being bullied in school, odds are you'll get bullied in the workplace. Your best bet is to start up your own business and work twice as hard as a regular job. And that's a lot better than the torture that other people will put you through. Number 25 and the last one, careful out there, kings, because the catfishing is getting crazy. Dr. Belly in Russia seems to be single-handedly holding back the wall for women like this one. He does 1,000 surgeries a year. Clearly she's had makeup in the after picture, but still that facelift does wonders even on her neck. She looks almost 20 years younger. She went from an old woman to a hot MILF that young men would die to be with, but still wouldn't commit to. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making more, then donate at the PayPal Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.